do this. One more. I just want to encourage you in this. Many years ago, we had, you know, at that time when our church was bigger, because God had a season. And we had this lady that came into the church first time, but she was there for maybe second time like that, you know. Is it second time or first time? Oh, second time. And so when we asked, anyone here that have never heard the voice of God before, she put up her hand, she said, I want to experience hearing the voice of God. So we told her, God can give you visions to speak to you too. Now, during that time, I went through one of the most difficult times of my life because I was taking care of my 85-year-old mom and who was very sickly. So I had to actually let ministry go for a long while, you know, like lay low. And I was doing a lot of cooking for her in the natural. I'm not really a good cook like Irene. She can just, and you know, it's, everything is ready. If I were doing it like 3 hours, the food may not be ready. And I was struggling a lot, most of the time, with wearing my apron when I have to cook. And how do you say the boktan? The ladle. You know when you have to fry food, you have a saucepan. Of course, the Asian, they have a different kind of saucepan. And you, a wok, you know. So I was using that ladle. And my mom loved spinach. So most of the time, I buy veggie spinach to fry for her. Now, came to the time of learning to hear the voice of God. So we prayed for God to speak to this sister, to speak to each one of us. And then we got them to share. And this lady came up, she said, I don't know why. I don't know whether it's from God or not. Now, we all have this thing. I don't know whether it's from God or not. Then she said, it's so funny. I saw a vision of you, you know, frying food in the wok and it's finished. I tell you, I nearly flipped because there I was complaining to God, Lord, I have become so domesticated. I see myself, I am just cooking. I am just frying veggie all the time and it's spinach. So what I'm saying to you, you see, God is so specific. He's a tremendous encourager. Okay, he's very, very specific. And that really boosts up her faith in God. That really boosts up her walk with God. And it also boosts me up because God did not forget that now temporarily I'm just domesticated.
Okay, let's continue where I was interrupted. Now, how many of you, you have never heard the voice of God before? You have never seen vision? Never. Hi. Well, the rest of you have heard the voice of God, have seen vision? Okay, that's good. All right, let's go deeper, okay? Let's go deeper. Let's ask God to expand the way He's going to speak. Now, what we're going to do, a simple exercise. It's easy to teach, to tell you all the teaching, but let's put it to the application. Now, I want to share with you one testimony. That was a few years ago. I ministered to a Vietnamese group of Christians. These are people that have been training for leadership, Vietnamese. Okay, they came to Malaysia to work as workers in the factories. And what happened was that I did something similar to this, you know, hearing the voice of God. But it wasn't much, didn't go very deep in a sense because, well, it had to be translated. And you're only given about 1.5 hours, so it's pretty short, you know. So we decided that, okay, we do a condensed, it was only me. I did a condensed version for them. You know, I prayed over them and said, okay, let's all tune in to hear the voice of God. And I was pretty amazed in the sense that the Lord just showed them pictures. Everybody see a vision. I said, nobody received any words? No. Vision. So at that, it seems that that day, the seer stream was operating. That means they all see. Able to see. It was pretty interesting. And what they saw for themselves was pretty accurate. Now, they don't know much because they are young Christians. Okay, this Vietnamese, they are young Christians. They came over from Vietnam to work in Malaysia. So like they are just being exposed to the gospel. They may be only a few months old, but yet they are seeing visions. God spoke to them. Right? Now, if God can speak to them, God can speak to you. Right? Now, never think that you are the exception. Okay, now, let me teach you how that you go about hearing the voice of God. First of all, have this confidence that God will speak. You need to settle this issue in your heart. Okay? Now, if you have doubt and unbelief, you will be doing the Saturday night fever. You know what Saturday night fever? Night fever, night fever. He will do like, is it me, God? Is it you? Is it me? Is it you? Is it me? Come on, man. Let's just settle the thing, okay? Let's settle the thing. God will speak. Is that okay? God will speak. And what happened? You were here. Now, I want to tell you one thing. There is no way to say that when God speaks, we cannot hear. We will hear. It's just to learn to recognize how He chooses to speak to us. How it manifests. Okay? Now, you settle that fact that God will speak. You don't have to struggle with the thing. Okay? Now, God has no favorites as among the children are concerned. All right? Every one of us, God favors highly. Okay? You got to know that. You are favored highly. There's no one of us are exception to the rule. God will speak and you will hear. Okay? Now, once you settle this truth, it's easy for you to hear. Because then there's no more, then you won't have a theological debate with yourself. All right? And then you won't allow the devil to fiddle with your mind. You know, are you sure this God? Are you sure that's not you? Okay? So nobody do the Saturday night fever, okay? It's settled. That era has passed. Okay? So when you settle with this truth, then it's easy. Now, the second thing is that when you want to hear God speak, you have to learn to be still here. No strife. See, you don't have to force God to speak to you. He's most willing because He's your Father. Right? And He wants to hear your voice. He wants you to hear His voice. You understand? Alright? So you don't have to struggle. So when you do that, your posture is that you just be still and learn to relax. And then you hear. Now when you hear, you're tuning in is with your heart, with your spirit. Okay? Now a lot of people want to hear God with their mind. Say, no. God doesn't speak to your mind. He speaks to your spirit, man. It is spirit to spirit. Okay? You will hear Him here. Now, when I say you hear Him here, this is how it works. We will think that God will speak to here, and it goes down here. That's a normal thing, right? Everybody thinks that way. But no. God will speak to here, and goes here. You understand? It will go through your spirit first, then it comes here. It's not the other way around, but it comes to the brain, and goes to your spirit, man. No. Okay? It comes here. Because your receptivity is in your spirit, not in your mind. We may have an intelligent mind, but our mind cannot sense. Our mind are incapable of emotion. You understand? It is a logic faculty. This is the one. Your spirit man. God speaks to you here. Okay? Now, how is the voice of God sounds like? Well, for me is that when He speaks, that word will echo in my spirit. I will know. It's not like you hear the normal echo like you, not kind of thing. No, it's just like it just echo, you know, that voice, it just echo inside. It's like how you call it, it's like it the voice will magnify, you know. It's there, it rings, and I know that that's God. Because when the voice is spoken, somehow it's like you cannot erase, you cannot remove what was spoken. It stays in my spirit. And I know it's God. Now, if it's mine, it's like I can just forget, you know. But this one, it rings in my spirit. I know. That's how He speaks. Sometimes I get pictures, mental pictures. Now, the seeing part is very interesting. Some people, they see vision like this, like as if you are in the vision and you're looking at what's going on in that vision. Okay? That's what we call an open vision. Some people, they see a television, you know, just like you have this television or that one. You know, it's like a projection, a big giant screen in front of them. And they see the picture going on. Now, for some of us, we see a mental picture. We see a picture, but it's very vague. It's not with your eyes, but it's like it's in your mind. The picture runs in your mind. Okay? I see vision like that. I see a mental picture a lot of times. I don't see like a TV or an open vision. I don't get that one. Not yet, hopefully. Okay? So that's how I see. Now, when God speaks to you, is that if by His grace He speaks to you audibly, that would be good. But I would suggest don't bang on it, because that's not the normal way God will speak. A lot of times it's what's called the inner voice, very quiet. You know, very quiet. You will know that He speaks. Okay? Because it's not here, it's here. Okay? Now, when God speaks to you, there are many forms. Number one is that you hear, okay, there's one way that God speaks is that you hear words. Now, when I say you hear words, is that you don't hear the audio. Let's say the word peace. Now, I'm pronouncing the word peace, right? You don't hear the word, verbalized word peace, but you hear in your spirit the word peace. I'm not kind of explain to you. It's like, it's, you know, it's not audio, but you just hear the word peace in there. You know, it's not something verbalized, but you know, just sense that word peace, okay? Sometimes you will have what I call sensing of an emotion. You know, it's like you have no words to describe. It's like God is not speaking to you in words, but you just feel the thing. You just sense the thing. Okay? It's like you sense God's emotion. Another thing is that you have what I call a sense of quickening. Suddenly you have a sense of knowing. Oh, I know what to do now. It's just like a light bulb, ding, open up. But it's different, but it's like God's. It's like God putting, what call this, huh? Okay, use the English word, bombastic word. It's like God suddenly download a massive dose of data in your spirit at the split of a second. And then like, oh, you know what to do already. Okay, this is how God speaks to you. Okay? It's not something like you call the English word, you have a eureka kind of a moment. But just like suddenly a split second, you have a sense of knowing what to do. Alright? And sometimes some people, they get scriptures. God speaks to them in scriptures. There are many different ways. Now, sometimes people say, oh, I don't hear God speaks. You know, sometimes you may just sense God's presence coming down on you. You know, you have a good feel on the inside. Sometimes you may feel the peace. Sometimes you may feel the joy. Okay? Sometimes some of you may feel the electricity passing by your body, going through your body. Or sometimes you may just feel the fire of God. Now, let me say this one thing. Whatever practical things that we're going to do now is that God knows your situation. And the way God speaks is always relate to your situation and circumstances. So some of you, you may experience God differently. Some of you may really hear the voice of God. Some of you may receive the emotions. Some of you just experience the virtues of God coming down on you. Okay? Sometimes you say, I didn't hear anything, but I just have a good, yes, I just feel good on the inside. You understand? You see, God knows your need at the current moment. So like, you will experience the manifestation of the voice of God differently. Alright? So don't think, oh, God didn't speak to me today. He did. It was different. God knows what you need at the moment. You understand? So, the practical things about God is that it's always practical. It's always in relation to what you are going through. Anybody any question on that? Okay? Clear enough? Okay? It's very easy. Don't struggle with God. Don't struggle with yourself. Just sit and enjoy, and God will speak. And then, one more thing is that when you receive from the Lord, is that two things you need to do. The negative one is that don't debate. You know, I say one of those, don't debate. Is it me, God? Is it you? Is it me, God? No, don't get to that phase. You know, you understand? Initially, it's a bit hard. You may have a tendency to go there. Because that. The second thing is that don't analyze what you're receiving. You know, you imagine yourself like a radio. What do? You just switch it on, tune it to the right frequency, and you just receive. Keep on receiving. You know, that's what you do. Keep on receiving, receiving. Don't analyze. Don't debate what you're getting. You understand? Once you start to debate, once you start to analyze, you cut the flow. You cut what God is wanting to do, but saying to you. You understand? So this one, what you need to do is that, we call this, if you want to be good at hearing the voice of God, you need to learn to put your mind and your emotion on neutral. Like driving a car, your engine is running, right? Your engine is running, but you set it on neutral. That's what you do. You set your mind on neutral, you set your emotion on neutral. Now, initially, it's a bit hard. But it takes practice, you get there. As long as you understand this principle. Set your mind, okay, and your emotion on neutral. Okay? Because then you find it that you get to hear. Now, the principle is very simple. The psalmist says, be still and know that I am God. That's it. That's the key. That's the key in hearing the voice of God. That's the key in experiencing God. Be still and know that I am God. Okay? So it's pretty basic, pretty simple. I mean, no doubt for me, okay? But for you, it's the same thing. Alright? Learn. You have to learn to harness your mind, your thoughts, and your emotion. Be still. And then you just enjoy the process. So every time you do that, so it becomes a habit. When you become a habit, it's very easy. Then you don't have to struggle. It becomes what? Your second nature. It becomes part of you already. You understand? Like we minister to people. I mean, we can minister to a few hundred people. It's like with all the noise, sometimes with all the things happening, you have to learn to be still here. You know? Quiet down the mind, quiet down the spirit. We still can. Because your spirit is subjected to you. Your mind is subjected to you. You can. Okay? You can do it. All set? Shall we give it a try? For real, eh? Okay. Just sit. Okay? Just sit, relax. Okay? Everybody close your eyes. Okay. We will do it for 5 minutes, okay? 5 minutes. Okay, everybody close your eyes. Just think of Jesus. And then begin to open up your heart to the Lord. Now, one more thing I need to tell you is that whatever you receive from God, like I said, don't analyze, don't debate. And the third one, the positive one, is that whatever you receive from God, in your heart, you're asking for more. Say, Lord, is there anything else that you're showing me, that you're speaking to me? Okay? You do that. So, but whenever you receive something, after that, you're asking for some more. Okay? So just close your eyes. Just think of Jesus right now and open up your heart. Father, Holy Spirit, just begin to speak to your people. Lord, we declare that there be an activation of the spiritual ears, spiritual eyes, and their heart, that they will see, that they will hear, and they will perceive. Thank you, Father. Speak about right now. Okay, you can open your eyes now. Now, what I would like to do is that I want you to come out and share what you have received from the Lord. Like I said, don't analyze, okay? Don't debate. Just be bold. That's how you overcome whatever thing, right? You just be like a radio. Whatever we... Yeah, because it's more for you, for yourself now, the training is, okay? Whatever you get, you just share out, that's all. Okay? Don't worry about, I think maybe, no need. Okay, the frequency is very clear. Alright, just, whatever you get, just share out. This is what I pick up, that's it. Okay, who wants to start first? Bah, please come, come.
I saw the word Titanic, and you know Titanic is talking about the human human power. That, you know, you I sense God is telling me that do not depend on what is a human can do. You know, even a Titanic go through the storm, you'll sink, but to trust in Jesus, because Jesus can calm the storm.
I'm one of the ones who feel that I don't hear from the Lord. And I just felt then that I know just then that the Lord spoke to me. And we've had a lot of things happening around us. It's not to do with us. It's people all around us. And he truly did just show me the cross and said, don't be drawn away. And look to the side and go to the side where all the problems are. Just keep your eyes on the Lord.
So. When I was quiet and focusing upon the Lord, I see a picture of Sister Julie. I'm trying to brush your image aside, but I couldn't. And then I see you, and then I see your hands. So I believe the Lord is saying to you that you're going to lay hand on the sick, and they shall be healed. The Lord is going to anoint your hands. This is the word for you.
Right, come on, who's next? Yeah, let's get excited, come on. Let's get rolling. I want to tell you one thing, there's a time limit, okay?
God had given me a song, a worship song, that Jesus, He's above everything. The song was so beautiful. Even till now, my heart just is that. Bless the assurance, because Jesus loved me. The song is still giving inside my heart.
Oh yeah! Just before that, you share. I actually forgot to mention one more thing. You know, sometimes the way that God speaks to us, that He put a song in our hearts. Okay. Sometimes when you want to hear the voice of God, God speaks to you in a song. He gives you the word, like it's a song singing through inside, and you think it's just you. It's not really. Actually, God is speaking you through that song. Okay. Alright, anybody else? Come. Don't be shy, okay? Don't worry about making mistakes. Okay, come. After, that's you. Okay.
Well, God have, the Lord have come into me by, what should I say, my heartbeat has gone quite high, and also my body feel warm and spiritual, and He come through my mind, and He has touches me through like a cloud and assured me that, and telling me that I must follow His path and keep following His path. He's always there for me.
Okay. Okay, the next one, get ready after this. Now, don't feel that, oh, whatever, get small. It doesn't matter. It's personal. Just share. Okay?
Yeah, I've got a song. He just told me that He loves me and that He set my feet upon a rock.
Yeah, something God speaks to us in a song. Okay, young lady, you got something? Oh, she'll be marrying mother's shoes. Okay.
Okay, I got a couple of things. So, first I was shown a massive, like, dark building. So, like, only the side wall. And on it was the anti-Christ cross, so an upside-down cross. And then I was shown a dark sky, a real dark sky, with the moon barely out. And then I was showing, like when you're at the beach and it's nearly sunset, just before that, it'll show the clouds with the rays going up sometimes. You would have seen it, you know, just enough. The rays like going up from the clouds when the sun's behind it and also down. And then I was given a scripture, Ezekiel 3:11, which is clear. It was like the Bible flicked open and then it was coming down and then back down in front of me. And it says, "And go, get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord, whether they hear or whether they refuse."
Understand the interpretation? Very good. That's it. Okay, who's next? Come. We don't want to pull too long until Sunday service. Come on.
The Lord just said, "O Zion, O Zion, I adore you, I love you, worship me." And then four beings or things went past me. Because you know, as you see that light, you know something's gone past your vision. And they walk around there, and they're standing in behind the frame there right now. And they put an arm's length apart, and they're standing like at ease, not in attention, but like at the at ease stage. And they're just all staring at you. Okay, good.
I didn't like hear or see anything, but I just felt, like in Psalm 91 when it says he wraps his wings around us, and I just felt this overwhelming joy, like a joy that I've not felt before, and I just couldn't wipe a smile off my face while I was being quiet. So,
great. Okay, come on. How about others? No, don't analyze. Just share the thing, even if it's a small thing, right? A mighty river starts from a small stream. Come on. You see, you got to break that shyness, break the hesitation, right? Break the hesitation.
Mine is a very small thing. I just felt something very unusual in my right ears. So I don't know. I don't hear any sounds, but I don't have any sort of vision or anything like that. But I think it's something the Lord is trying to tell me. I'm not quite sure what it is.
That's good. While she's telling that, I was reminded in the early days. I remember I was ministering in Singapore, staying in Xiaoyi's house. So after ministering in the afternoon, I was kind of tired. I went off to sleep. And as I was sleeping on this side, suddenly I was awakened by this sound. It was like a pneumatic drill. I looked outside, there was no one doing repair work, you know, any repair work on houses. I mean, I couldn't hear anything. But in the spirit, I heard this sound, and I was awakened to sleep, from sleep. But I was so sleepy, so I turned to the other side, and I said, "Those of the sleep, those of you in the Australians, I know you use cotton wool, but for us Asians, we will use a ear digger." I had a vision of a ear digger. One side was the pneumatic drill, the other side was a ear digger. God was removing spiritual blockages from my ears. You know, when you remove bags from your ears, you can hear better. So sometimes God fits us in, you know, like you just feel you're not too sure. You're learning. It's okay. All right? You're learning. So God may be removing your spiritual blockage from your ears. Does it ring a bell? Okay?
All right. Anybody else?
Just received the phrase, "The Spirit and the Bride say, come." And then, of course, I checked the scripture reference, and it just says, "The Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come, and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost."
Good. Okay. Fine. Come on. No hesitation. Even just a small thing, okay? You share out, it's good for you.
Just in Zion, so I just closed my eyes and I felt electrified and rocking backwards and forwards like this. But when I opened my eyes, I wasn't moving. And I had the words, I've already told you, I've already told you. I've made that man keeps going, is it me or is it you? Is it me? Is it you? Did I have a vision of a park and I keep having it over and over again, but I keep putting it aside because I think I've been silly, but it's a vision of this thousands of people, thousands of unsaved people, and Angus Day is saved. Holy, holy, and men with tattoos and beards and drinking beer on their knees, and every tongue is confessing and every knee is bowed. Thousands in the community, just thousands.
Go, go, go.
Remember that, right from the first day I was mentioned that you guys here, that's a very strong evangelistic drawing that God has put in your heart, a very strong evangelistic trust. I wouldn't be surprised in the days to come that God will raise you up, you know, individuals up here. You continue on walking with the Lord. The evangelistic call will come. But at the moment, it's a trust. When I use the word trust, because I'm very careful that I will not put people in a situation where they've got to run with it. And I want God to prepare people. Okay? So for you to see visions of thousands of people, I'm not surprised. I really am not. This is good. Okay? It will be instances like this that God has caught your heart. It will be, it's like God put a burning zeal, a burning passion. Start to pray, going deeper in God. Okay? When you all go to the beach, you're going with God's assignment. And not just going for surfing, you're going for more than that. Alright? Is that alright? Bless you.
Okay. Come on. No hesitation. Don't doubt. Don't doubt what God has spoken, what you pick up. Even small thing you share. Come on. It will break whatever limitation, inhibition that you have.
Well. Like even before we closed our eyes, when you were talking, then it's like God knocking very, very loudly here. Knock, knock, knock. And then when we were quiet, I had to ask him what that was about. You know, there were a few things. Some of it I feel, you know, is for me. Some of it I think is, you know, hopefully bless someone else. One was that absolute knowing that he was with me. You know, I see and know all. You know, it all took place here. It's almost as if I was in a trance. But the next thing that came to me is, like, it's a mental picture, like an impression or a mental picture of the prophet Samuel, where then that reminded me of what I heard when you were still talking, is the Lord, you know, knocking and saying, you know, it's just a very comforting sensation, or a knowing that he has always been there. But the sobering statement that came to me is, don't ignore me. Please, don't ignore me. And then after that, like you said, you just asked some more. So just a very interesting scripture that flashed across, which I never looked at it before. Jeremiah 2:2. Can I just read for you shortly? I don't know if that was for me, but I don't think it was just for me alone, but it really spoke. It says, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. You know, it comforts me because it takes me back to a place. And like I said, I didn't premeditate on this because I don't know this scripture. It took me back to a place of my first love with him.
Very good. Wonderful. Right. Come on.
Quick one. I just want to share that it's so interesting that
when I get something, I knew that it wasn't for me, but I just saw a green stone, a pebble, and a green stone, and I knew that it was Jade. And when our sister came out, straight away, I was just so quick, and I said, Lord, what are you speaking? And later, I'll probably have a talk with her. But this is something that I felt that this is where the Lord, Holy Spirit is moving. You know, I just see a green stone, and I knew that it's Jade. I said, Lord, what are you saying? And then when the sister shared, you know, I was just quick. And I thought, we are all now that open. So I thought I would just share that too.
Yeah. Well, what I saw is this beautiful mother bird and the wings with the two baby birds and really holding on to the baby birds. And then later on, I don't know, maybe I was hungry or whatever, but anyway, this bowl of rice, I've been cutting down on rice, I eat very little, but this bowl and this rice, this bowl was really filled with rice. And yeah.
Okay, before I explain what she received, now, there because of time constraint earlier on, I didn't say this. Usually when God speaks to us, and I say usually, is that God will use pictures, symbols that you are familiar with. Okay? He won't use pictures or symbols that you have that no idea, example. Okay, maybe somebody in, let's say, somebody in India, okay? They've never seen a boomerang. Right? They don't know what's a boomerang. So if God will show a symbol boomerang, like, it won't compute. It won't register. You understand? But if God were to show you a boomerang, you won't understand, because you know what that boomerang used it for, isn't it? So God will usually use symbols that you would understand. So that rise doesn't mean it's a lunchtime. It could speak about, you see, it speaks about provision. That God will feed you. God will take care of you in that kind of sense. You would know it, okay? Yeah. Okay, it's good. Okay, come on. Come on. Don't wait until Sunday, okay? We ain't got that time.
Well, I don't know why I got this, but all I got was the word courage just echoing throughout me. As I said, I don't know what it's about. He didn't actually give me more than that. That's what I was trying to interpret was, is it the courage for me or is it a courage for someone else? So I'm not 100% sure on that one, but
let me give an explanation on that one. Okay, have a seat. Usually when the Lord give you a word for a virtue, okay, like peace, alright, peace, it's just not something momentary that you experience. It's like God is releasing a virtue on you, so that courage, you take it lock, stock and barrel inside. You understand? You take it whole. That whatever gets, you see, sometimes, okay, this is how God works. Sometimes God will give us something before He wants us to do something else. Sometimes we don't understand why, but He will give us that thing in preparation for what is to come. You understand? Like courage. You don't know what He's going to ask you to do. You understand? But He gave you that virtue first. Take it, okay? Lock, stock, and barrel. Okay, anybody else? We are about to close.
I kept getting trust in the Lord, trust in me. Recently, I've been having a lot of doubts, as everyone has. And I just think that that's the Lord telling me just to trust, just don't overthink, just trust.
That's good. Okay, let's have last three. Come on, guys. God has spoken to you. I know that. Come on, just be bold to share, right? Let's say, don't devaluate what you have received. Don't say, it's too small. This is what's called a practical class. Three more person? Come. Yes, that's it.
Don't really understand this. I don't really understand this, but
I saw a picture of a road approaching a roundabout. But it's a very funny roundabout because it had only a right turn, but a big roundabout. The sense thing I had was I sensed that the Lord is leading us to our new house, something like that.
All right. So now you have to find a roundabout, it's only turn right. Okay. That is interesting engineering. Okay, two more person, come on. That's good. Certain things that are not clear. Okay, example like what he received, what courage. You know, just take the thing. It's a preparation for something. Like for him, for his, is that you got to pray through. Like, Lord, what are you showing? You know, is it housing? Is it career? Is it whatever? What? You know, you just keep on pressing in for God to show. Okay, come on, two more. Otherwise, we will have to break for tea instead of lunch. Come on, guys, two more. Come on, two more. Come on, that's it. One of the things we find that when we do this kind of a practice, people come out and share and testify what they do. You actually break that shyness, actually.
I'm the kind of girl who would debate with God, like, is it from him or is it from me? But when I first closed my eyes, I saw like this white figure. Like, I can't really see the face, but as I like just closed my eyes and... Hey, oh, sorry. So yeah, when I closed my eyes a little bit further, and you know like how you were saying that God will show you something that you know, that you have seen it before. So because I've watched the show, The Bible, the series in Australia, and I just had that imagination of Jesus' face, like with that actor's face. So yeah, and then I saw the cross as well, and it's just a very calming and reassuring feeling.
Right, that's good. Wonderful. One more before we close. And this is really a case of one more for the road. Come on. Which one? The sound system man, would you like to share? Sure? Okay. Come on, guys. There's some of you.
Okay, I don't like public speaking at all. I got be still, which is something that I kind of struggle with because I have a tendency, as you said, to kind of like, is it me, is it him, like, argue with myself. So just be still, and also peace. I just got the feeling of just peace, like inside me, like you said, peace. That's it.
Yes, good. Woo. Okay, so we got our quota, but we always got room for one more.
The song you were singing this morning when I first came in, I'd had that all week. Yes, I had that all week. Because I've had a difficult week, and I really and needed that. So that was lovely when I came in here and heard you singing it.
Okay. Now, for those of you who sort of think that you did not hear, I believe you heard from the Lord. But sometimes it's like you hesitate. Now, always remember, hesitation kills as far as hearing the voice of God is concerned. Because the devil knows that you hesitate. He will play on your hesitation. You know, the only way to overcome this one is to be bold. Now, humanly speaking, one of the insecurities that we have as people is that we are afraid of failures, right? Afraid of failures. Afraid of being made a fool of ourselves, so to speak. We don't like people to make a fool of ourselves, but we also don't like to make a fool of ourselves too. Now, you have to break this kind of a hesitation or shyness. Because why? whether you like it or not, that is actually you are in captivity. You know, you've been held captive. You cannot have that freedom to be you. You know, what people think about you plays in your subconscious mind. And when we get people to share, actually it's to break that inhibition, that limitation that they feel. That's the beginning. And the second and the third time will be much easier. Okay? Now, I believe that God has spoken to each and every one of you. But sometimes, like I say, suddenly you're not sure about the thing. But now, those of you who have heard, please ask God to speak to you more every day. Okay? God is your Father. You're in relation with Him. He wants you to hear His voice. Now, I will tell you one thing. Hearing the voice of God leads to success. Because you know what to do. You don't like what we call groping in the dark, you know, bumping over things. You don't. God will lead you the way. He will show you the way. So hearing the voice of God is that guidance that we need in this life, in every area of our life. A lot of people think, oh, it's only for ministry. Not necessary. In every area of your life, God is interested in you. There's nothing about you that He doesn't know. Okay? God is a hair specialist. Because He knows the numbers of the hairs on your head. The most insignificant part of our human being is that without hair, we still live, right? But God knows how much He cares for you. Okay? So just want to encourage you and close by this is that, you know, expect God to speak to you more. Alright? In every circumstances, every day. Okay? God bless you.
Alright, let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this morning, Lord. Thank you for those teaching, practical teaching on hearing your word. So I pray, Father, Lord, that when we go out every day, we learn how to hear from you, that our day is guided, Lord, by your voice. So I pray, Father, you increase our sensitivity and that we will hear clearly and that we will have good outcome in every area of our life because of divine guidance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we ask. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Come back tomorrow, Sunday. There are more to come. Amen.